Time to check in with Stern, A.G. and Leach, and Mr. John Taylor. Sometimes he listens to what's happening in the news. He gets the sources of what statements are being made and so on. And sometimes he is able to determine some things by not what is said, but what's not said. John?
Yeah, and that's true. And yesterday we might have lost 4 pounds by just watching Mr. Bernanke. Of course, we know that this is the second ever post-FOMC conference that the Fed chairman does, and that simply means the Federal Open Market Committee, which meets 8 times a year, they're the people that decide if rates are going to go up or down. Of course, they're down and they're going to stay down. But starting the second meeting, where he has a press conference after the FOMC meeting, and he said some things yesterday that really upset the market. In fact, the stock market had been pretty flat, and after he spoke, it started going down, continued to go down. The Dow was down 80 points. Dow futures are down 80, 90 points this morning. And he really said some things and then didn't say some things. One of the things he didn't say was that there would be any additional quantitative easing of any kind. We know that the Fed's going to end their purchase of securities by the end of June, which is next week, and no indication at all that they were going to intervene in any other way. But they did do some other things. He reduced some removed some references to subdued measures of underlying inflation, which means that he's now finally admitting that inflation is still here. Of course, he's transitory bend, so he still thinks it's a transitory effect. He also acknowledged that the economy was, quote, growing somewhat more slowly than they expected. Shortly before that press conference yesterday, the Fed officially reduced their rate of growth forecast for 2011 and 2012 for the gross domestic product. So overall, it was not a good report from the Fed. And he talked about the stagnant job growth and some other things. We get a confirmation of that this morning. Every Thursday morning we talk about initial claims, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The number was ugly again this morning. Still above 400,000. It came in at 429,000. It was 414 last week. They upped it to 420, so even more than last week. Market doesn't like all of this. And some other things that came out yesterday that are kind of troubling. The CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, they're nonpartisan. They're kind of the scorekeepers for Congress. They said, you've got to do something, guys, about this federal debt. You've got to reduce spending. You've got to increase taxes. That's really not very complicated. Pointed out that that the federal debt as a percentage of GDP will be 69% by the end of this year. That's 7 points higher than last year. And they say that under the worst-case scenario, that by 2021, it'll be over 100% of GDP. And they really pointed out that the growth in federal spending for health care, which is currently about 6% of GDP, is going to increase 50% over the next decade or so if something isn't done. Another troubling sign, the post office, we know that they're losing massive amounts of money hanging by a thread. They announced yesterday that to save cash, they're going to temporarily suspend their $115 million contribution that they make every 2 weeks to the pension plan for postal workers. Now, this will not affect in any way the contributions that the postal workers are making from their own paychecks. And by the way, the post office has reduced 110,000 jobs and cut $12 billion in cost over the last 4 years, and yet they're still about $8 billion in the hole for this fiscal year, so something's going to happen there. And we'll conclude on this. The troubled bank Regions, headquartered in Birmingham. Regions is the largest bank that has not repaid their money to the government. They've not repaid TARP money. They say they're going to put up for sale their Morgan Keegan unit. This is their brokerage unit. And ironically, it was the same day that Morgan Keegan announced a $200 million settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission related to civil fraud charges related to some mutual funds. They're going to put Morgan Keegan up for sale to raise capital so that they can perhaps repay the government. Morgan Keegan has 3,100 employees, 300 branches, over 20 offices. And it's for sale effective yesterday.
I just don't have the money today, though, John.
Well, you get a lot of frequent flyer miles if you could put that on your Visa card.
Hey, quick question. Times Record, the headline today, truckers keep sales tax break. Of course, they were given a sales tax break by the legislature, and now they really don't want to go with this 5-cent diesel tax increase that the governor says needs to be part of that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of trucking industry around our area, and they are suffering in some ways because of these fuel prices. What do you think?
Well, I think the governor will get what he wants, frankly. So I would read more into what he says he wants or is going to happen than I would what other people say. So I have to watch it and see, but governor will probably get his wishes.
He's a popular guy.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's John Taylor of Stern, A.G. & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the number to call to reach John, 782-2527, 479-782-2527. or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com. Mike Beebe is a popular guy. He really is, and he's done a very good job as governor. You can see it by the last re-election. Wonder what he will do, you know. He's term limited, and he said he's really not anxious to go to any higher positions, but certainly there'll be some open. We'll see. Well, we're just about 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on Oklahoma Today, KFBW AM 1230. Time to check the ARN news.
Instant information from the Arkansas Radio Network. I'm Dana Bradley. The Secretary of State's office.